Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program and author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. If you're listening live right now, just scroll down on your computer screen. You'll see the chat room's automatically opened up, and guess what? You're in the chat room. But if you're not registered, you're in there as a guest. Please take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you too can come on in, set a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk about our hobby and passion, a backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming and gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do. Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at IdealPoultry.com. That's IdealPoultry.com.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, VermexUSA.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It, of course, is December 21st, and today is the last day we'll be issuing passwords. So there will be some time during the show today. We will give out the today's secret password. Of course, we'll post it on Facebook and Twitter a little bit later, but today is the last password. Do you have or have you collected them all? We will see tomorrow when we welcome, of course, the one, the only, Santa Claus to the show, and he's going to be here giving away the awesome chicken coop to one lucky listener, and he's going to be taking calls from children, boys and girls, everywhere. So tomorrow's going to be a very fun show. It'll also be our last broadcast of 2011 as we close out the year and look forward to 2012. But, yep, tomorrow we'll be giving away that beautiful chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Derek and Tracy over there. And, again, you should have been collecting all the passwords. But if you haven't, just go to our Facebook page. This is pretty easy. Go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer, and then you're just going to have to scroll down for the last, all the way back to December 1st, and daily you'll be able to see and catch up with any passwords you don't have. And then tomorrow, when we welcome Santa Claus to the show, we will be broadcasting on live video as well, so you'll be able to see Santa Claus, but we'll be giving away that awesome chicken coop tomorrow. We'll be taking a particular caller. Now, tomorrow we will ask, we will announce what caller we're going to take. If you happen to be that lucky number caller, then and know all and can recite all the passwords, then you're going to win that beautiful chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. So that's tomorrow. How cool is that? I got a little text from Pat today. She will not be joining us today or tomorrow. She is on the road heading back to Virginia for to have Christmas at home after she's been gone for about a month on a on her book tour for City Chicks out in California and I think New Mexico and where else? Oh, there, Nevada, maybe. So she's been on her book tour. She's joined us over the last month when she could, but I'm sure when 2012 rolls around, she'll be joining us on a regular basis, of course, again. So we're looking forward to that. Did I say? I think I did say. Maybe I didn't. Either way, I'm about to. There is only, yep, you heard it, 4 more days until the big C. Yep, you guessed it, Christmas. Bye. 4 more days. I hope you're ready. If you're not, well, then too bad. Oh, maybe, but definitely, if you got family in, if you got the kids, the grandkids, or even maybe an adult or two, might be able to call in tomorrow and talk with Santa, and we'll try to take as many calls as we can. It'll be interesting to see how the phone lines light up, both for the contest tomorrow and who would like to talk to Santa. So the kids, the grandkids, the adult kids, Santa Claus will be here live video, and you'll be able to see him, and he'll be taking your calls. Yep, Bluegrass Mama, as always, you're late, and you missed the secret password again. So, gotcha. No, I'm just kidding. The secret password has not been announced yet. Sometime during the show, it will be. And, yeah, Andreas wants to know if he could call in from Norway. I guess if you can call in that number, 347-637-3237, I guess you'd have to enter the country, the U.S. country code. I guess that's at, what, 001? And then the number, I believe that's the way it works when you're calling internationally. The country code, 001, I believe, is USA. So Santa is watching me. Oh, well, he's got an eye full. And Bluegrass Mama said that Santa was watching me, and he's checking his list and checking it twice. And he'll probably find me on the naughty list. So we'll see. But, hey, I must be on the good list because he's coming to be on the radio show with us tomorrow. So he must have thought I did something, at least one thing good over the year. So the only problem with that, Andreas, is I don't believe that My Pet Chicken will ship that to Norway. I think it's the official rules are the lower 48 states. The lower 48 states as far as shipping is concerned. So you'll just have to just fly on over the pond and then call and win the contest. They'll ship it to wherever you're at over here. Then you can you can carry it on your flight, maybe. Based on when I travel a lot and see what some people try to take on the plane, you'd fit right in with a lot of them that try to, you know, put that chicken coop in the overhead bin. Just, oh, the memories, my goodness, of flying. Oh, my goodness, I just look at some people and think, what are you thinking? And then how about this? When you're walking down the aisle to get to your seat, and you get to the seat, and the overhead bin above your seat, that where your stuff goes, is full. So now wait a minute, this is my, now then I have to go put my stuff over someone else's seat and in their bin. So if you have too much junk to put in your bin right above you, don't be using mine. No, I don't think so. No, that's my bin above my seat. And so anyway, you can tell that I'm not a big fan of traveling. I do it, and but it's just again, more fun to people watch and see what, try to think about what were you thinking. Oh, my goodness gracious. All righty, there is no chickens in the news today because it's going to be probably a little bit of a shorter radio show today. I've got to hit the road as soon as I possibly can. There's no definite end to the show. We may try to end the show at 1 so we can get a jump start on heading up. We've got to head a little ways up north to my grandmother, actually Jen's grandmother. I guess that would be my grandmother-in-law, Lucille. She passed away, and so tonight, this evening, 5 to 8 is the wake, visitation, the viewing, whatever you want to call it, wherever you're from. And then tomorrow at 1 o'clock is the funeral. But I am going to participate in the wake tonight and spend lots of time with family. But Jen and Caleb will attend the funeral, I think, tomorrow. And I will be broadcasting here. Me and Jen talked about that just because we've been promoting tomorrow's show so much with Santa Claus being here, and we're giving away the coop tomorrow and all of that. So I think that she said, you know, it's best to you know, we'll do the wake tonight. And it was Evelyn's mom. USMC vet. It was Evelyn's mother. I think she was about 93, I believe, so a good long life. So, it was kind of expected. But yeah, we'll be broadcasting live tomorrow with Santa Claus, and and then Jen will go and partake in the funeral services. So so the show must go on. The show must go on. So let me, based on our time frame, I'm going to head right over to, well, let's see here. If we can go ahead and have Arlena call. I think she's probably either listening live. She might already be in the chat room. Let's see if she's over there. Scrolling down to see if she's over in the chat room. I'll just go ahead and say to Harry, Andreas is there, tuning in from Norway. Yep, you think I'm pulling your leg, folks, when I say worldwide listenership. We've had them from all over the world. Bard Rock, Bluegrass Mama, Brenda's in there, Critter Lover, Dragon Friar. We've got East Dallas Dave. Eric is listening. A few guests in there. Guests, we would invite you to just click on the little register button below the chat room so you can join us live. Hooch, we've got Kevin, Midnight's, Moto Clown, Rhode Island Ruby, USMC Vet, Vanessa, Walter's in there as well, and I'm sure more folks will be joining us as we go. Midnight's, I believe, 1965 over there is the one that had come up with the decoration thingy. It's not called a comb anymore, unless you've missed out. In fact, if you look and it's been updated on Wikipedia, the little red thing on top of the chicken's head is no longer called the comb. It is now, and the powers that be voted on this, it is now called the decoration thingy. And in fact, if you go over to Wikipedia, you will also see that the wattles underneath the chicken's kind of the neck and the beak area, they're not wattles anymore. They are called the wobbly gobblies. And this is true. Just go to Wikipedia and you'll see the decoration thingy and the wobbly gobbly. And have now been changed. It's gobbly wobbly. I was corrected. The gobbly wobbly. So that's those are official changes according to Wikipedia. Thanks to Midnight's 1965. They're in the chat room. So and actually there's this show has changed so many things in the world. 12, the number 12 is now a part of the teens, if you missed it. And so you just need to check that on Wikipedia as well. So number 12 is now a part of the teens. And let me see if I've seen this. Someone sent me. Yep, I've seen that story, Bluegrass Mama. We posted. It's a pretty old story. We posted a while back. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. And then, yeah, someone's got to edit those wiki pages. Also, 12 is now part of the teens. And those of you who have missed that, we were having a contest, and it was a Fun Friday contest. And I said, hey, Pat, let's change up things a little bit. Let's go ahead and pick a number in the teens. And she said, okay, let's go with number 12. So, yes, we've changed a lot of things on this radio show, including 12 is now part of the teens. It's no longer a comb. It's called the decoration thingy. And they're no longer waddles. They're called the gobbly wobblies. So you can learn a lot by listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, there we go. It looks like our friend Arlena Schott has now called in. Arlena, you are live on the show. Welcome. Arlena? Arlena? Well, maybe not. So let's see. Let me see where, hang on just a minute. I thought that was her calling in. Let me check something here. Give me just a second. Give me just a second. And I'll try to find. Okay, there we go. Perfect. Okay. Okay, she responded to her message. So let me get back over here to the switchboard and try to bring her live on the show again. There we go. Arlena, is that you? Okay, maybe she hasn't called in yet. Maybe she's trying to call in and gets a busy signal. I don't see her in the chat room yet, though. So let's see here. Normally she's in the chat room. Maybe she's having a hard time getting in the chat room because it's so full. Heather's joined us in the chat room since the list was read out. Thank you very much, Heather, for joining us there. So there we go. Okay, not a big deal as we wait for Arlena to call into the show. Again, 347-637-3237. And hang on, let me go see if I can't round her up here. Oh, there it was. Get this message over to her. Perfect. You know what I think she's doing, folks, is I think she's down in her wine cellar, probably picking out a good year wine for today's show. If I had to guess what Arlena Schott was doing about right now, that would be my guess. She's probably trying to pick a wine for her last show of the year to celebrate with us. So we'll have to give her a little chance to do that while I'm trying to... Okay, done there. Let's go back over here to this one. Here we go. Yes, this will be our last broadcast of 2011, but we are definitely looking forward to 2012. Looking for a fabulous year coming up, and we've got great programming. The only two open days we currently have are the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, and we're still in search of a competent expert in preparedness to fill those 2 days. Then we'll have a full schedule for 2012 as we enter into 2012. So we're really excited. About that, and which is fabulous. We're consistently now in the top 20, and quite occasionally in the top 10 on iTunes for BTR, which we're really excited about. So literally, out of thousands of shows every day, we enter consistently in the top 20, and quite frequently in the top 10. So we're very, very proud, of that. And we look forward to continuing that in 2012. Let me see if this is Arlena, are you there with us?
I am here.
There we go. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you very much. We all had dibs that you were probably down in the wine cellar picking out what wine you were going to have today.
Actually, I just had a crash on everything, so that was probably the biggest, hardest part, is everything went down, and I was panicked. So I Yes, I'm here, and happy holidays to everybody. Yes, I was in the wine cellar, and just so that y'all know, I don't know if y'all kind of take dibs on what kind of wine I'm drinking today, but today is white Zinfandel. It's actually a Sutter's Home, which has really been an old family tradition for a long time, but I really do like it. This is a white Zin, and it's really, here, I'll take a drink for y'all. Oh, it's wonderful. Mm. So I hope y'all are out there having a glass of wine with me.
No, I've got some...
Not you, Andy. Everybody else can have a glass of wine with me. Today we're going to talk a little bit about holiday traditions, and we do have a special guest coming up, Brenda. She is Brenda Haas, and she is from BG Garden. She's a wonderful garden blogger as well as a photographer. And not only does she do that, but she always and she also admins Garden Chat, which is hashtag Garden Chat on Twitter, which is a wonderful group that's growing. And that group keeps us all in tune with keeping things green around our house. So it's a wonderful group to tune into. It's on Monday evenings. And Brenda will be talking about that with us here in just a little bit. But I thought I'd call in and get going here as far as what are your holiday traditions? Obviously, we're going to have a glass of wine on holiday traditions one more time. Anyway, holiday traditions in my house are huge. We do have several really big ones. Obviously, like everybody else, it's trimming the tree, and that's probably one of the oldest holiday traditions there are out there, is having a Christmas tree and trimming it and decorating for the holidays. So that's probably the oldest, broadest holiday tradition, but I thought we'd talk a little bit about who has what kind of holiday tradition. Like, our family has a holiday tradition of collecting Santa Clauses. And so I do have a cabinet that I take all the trophies and all the medals out from my kids that they have accumulated through all the years that Mom still keeps for them. And anyway, I clear that cabinet out. It's a big, huge wooden cabinet. And I load it up with greens and with twinkling lights. And then I put all the Christmas, the Santa Clauses in there that I've collected throughout the years. I make sure I put, if it's a gift, who it's from, if it was a gift, who it was from on the bottom of the Santa Claus or somewhere, and the date it was given. So each one of those Santa Clauses in there has its own special memory that we can follow. So it's really kind of fun and exciting. And it really does make the house seem like it is actually the holidays when the cabinet gets cleaned out and the trophies are all gone, and then here comes Santa Claus. And literally, here comes Santa Claus to our house. So it's kind of a fun tradition for us. I know a lot of people out there do collect Santa Clauses, so it's a really fun tradition. Another really, really, really fun tradition for us is the blessing box. Now, this is something that we started years and years and years ago, and what we do is we have these little wooden boxes. They can either be wooden, or they can be cardboard, or they can be anything you choose. It's just a vessel for your blessings to go into. And what we do is prior to dinner or after dinner, because usually if we start in when dinner's on the table, everything gets a little cold. So we've decided that we either do it prior to dinner or we do it after dinner and while everybody's sitting around the table. And what we do is each person brings along a bauble, we call them baubles, that will represent themselves. For instance, I myself obviously have had many different baubles throughout the year or the years. But a lot of times I'll have an acorn, which is knowledge-based, or a little watering can, which I did at Thanksgiving, obviously. Or sometimes it can get really, really deep and get a crystal, put a little crystal in there to magnify all the blessings and all the hopes throughout the year. So it really depends on what you want to do. My husband sometimes puts in a little teeny miniature level, and yes, he is a carpenter, so that would represent a carpenter. But not only that, but it represents being grounded for the year, or leveled for the year, if you understand that. It's kind of a little deep deepening. And for that, I think I should have another glass, because that's pretty deep. But anyway, so every person brings along a bauble to the night, to the dinner, to the gathering. Or we do have, if you forget your bauble, we do have a little side box, bauble box, that people can choose out of. And what we do is, around the table, each person takes turns with the blessing box in front of them, that is filled with all the blessings from past years, and you say a blessing to that bauble. And sometimes it can get very, very, very intense around my house, and around the table, depending on what's going on in one's life. You know, if you're having a new baby, or you built a new house, or you had a death in the family, or there was loved ones that couldn't join us for the evening, sometimes it can get very emotional. I have a daughter, Ashley, who is, I think she's like 27, and she bawls even just the side of the box, you know. And so it's really kind of very fun for us and very special. We call it the blessing box. So you say the blessing to the bauble, and then you put it in the box and close it up. And that blessing stays there and is magnified throughout the season and throughout the year. And then you pass it on to the next person. And the next person, in turn, does the same thing, adds the blessing to the bauble, and then places it within the box. Now, each year, we have three, I think, boxes that are full in my cabinet, and we keep them. We never swap them out or take the baubles out and change the box. We just get a new box. And so that's kind of fun. And my grandson, who is now 9, that's the first thing out of his mouth when he comes in, "Grandma, are we doing blessing box tonight?" So that is just absolutely, in my mind, amazing. And my son, who is big, strapping, hunter, dude, killer extraordinaire, you know, from out west, first thing he says is, "Can we do the blessing box?" And all his buddies that were in football throughout the years who came over when they were in, you know, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, "Can we do the blessing box, Arlena? We want to do the blessing box." So So it's just really been a fun tradition for us, and I'm really happy to be able to share it with you. So that is the idea beyond traditions. You know, I understand traditions as far as gathering for Christmas, and the Christmas tree is the largest tradition out there. But I really like to hear what special traditions everybody has, like our blessing box. And if you'd love to use it, I would just be so honored. And then send me an information, send me a text, send me a Facebook post, send me a whatever next time I'm on Chicken Whisper, and tell me that you use the blessing box, because it's just absolutely the most amazing tradition that our family has, and I'm blessed to be able to share it with you. So is there, for instance, Andy, what kind of tradition do you have?
We used to have a lot of traditions until both my sisters married damn Yankees, and they came down here and they changed them all. So, and I'm just being quite honest with you, and it still kind of ticks me off to this day. Kind of one of those, my radio show is using for my therapy, home. but while you were talking about all that, I was trying to think of all the traditions we used to have, but they both married, not Yankees, because they came down and stayed, so that makes them damn Yankees. So, I love you.
Okay.
I love you. And so they came down. We had traditions, and then they wanted to change everything. Well, why don't we do it this way? Well, this would work better for me. This would work better for me. This would work better for me. So obviously we have no more traditions because of the Yankees that came down here that married my sisters. So I'm trying to think of any that we have any longer because of them.
Well, what you could do, since you have a brand new son, you can start your own traditions, correct?
That is exactly right. That's exactly right. I completely agree with that. And I'm not sure what they are or what they're going to be yet, but you're exactly right. Little homestead traditions here. Let me make a real correction here. Someone heard, and I may have said it, no one today and what's going on, but today is not the last show or broadcast of the year. Tomorrow, when we welcome Santa Claus, he will be here. We'll be giving away the chicken coop tomorrow, and of course, he'll be taking calls from little boys and girls everywhere. So tomorrow, Thursday, tomorrow will be the last show and broadcast of the year, and we're giving away the coop tomorrow, so be collecting those passwords and whatnot. So I want to clarify that, and in case anybody left the radio show early, we could clarify that. So, yeah, getting a couple of comments in there about them Yankees, but hey, we have
them
listeners.
Yankees.
Yeah, them Yankees. So gotta love it. Hey, this show is an equal opportunity offender. So if you don't hear something that offends you today, tune in tomorrow. I guarantee you will. I say that because I said it several times this year. So I've heard the word traditions come up, and maybe even on the radio show and others as well. And that's my answer every time. So I gotta love it. Everybody is different. That makes what the world go round, I guess. So no really traditions to say up here. Exactly. If you have a tradition you'd like to share with Arlena, give us a call, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, and give us a call. Let us know what your Christmas traditions are, if you know how family are. If you can't, you know, who needs enemies when you got family like we do? But if you still have traditions, give us a call. Let us know what they are. Also, Arlena, what do you know? What area code your guest is calling in from? I posted it in the chat room about six times, and I haven't heard back.
Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda. She may
Ohio.
Be listening and not pay attention to. Okay, great. So she's going to be calling
in
from this. Okay, let's go ahead and bring her on, because, again, we're going to wrap the show a little bit earlier today. You may have been in the wine cellar when I had said that. We're heading up to my grandmother's viewing, wake, visitation, whatever you want to call it, and then the funeral's tomorrow. So we're going to head out a little bit earlier today. So let me get over here, and we'll bring her live. Brenda from area code 419 in Ohio, you are live with us now. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, guys.
Perfect. Thanks
hey,
for
Brenda.
Joining us.
Are you?
Hey.
Wow, you sound so perky.
I'm usually perky, but bear with me. I'm dealing with a cold. This weather in Ohio has been horrible. We're looking at like 60 degrees today, and I think it was like 20 yesterday.
I know. Isn't that crazy? That's what really gets you. Yeah, those 70 today and 35 tomorrow. Yeah, horrible.
Great to be with you guys.
Thank you for
Very
joining
chilly.
Us.
Well, you know what, Brenda? I've got a glass of wine here with your name on it, darling.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to sip it for you here.
Awesome.
Today, I don't know if you've heard, but today my wine is a white Zinfandel, and I always have a glass of wine during the show.
Nice choice.
So, I mean, you know, or two or three. You know, it just helps the show go along because you've heard Andy talk, I'm sure. So sometimes we need a little bit of libation in order to get through it all.
Sure.
Anyway. He's wonderful.
Hey, did you know, Arlena, how about this? You know, in fact, she's in the chat room right now. She said something, and I'm not going to identify who it was, but she said something about I just can't get in the Christmas spirit. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I can't get in the Christmas spirit. And then somebody, she had posted that on Facebook, and then someone below that posted, "You will be visited by three spirits." So, Arlena, you'll appreciate this. Below that, I put, "Yep, they'll probably be Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, and Johnny Walker."
That's just absolutely perfect. That'll get her in the Christmas spirit. Well, maybe we can help because Brenda's always such an upbeat gal, and she's got so much going on in her life. First of all, Brenda, welcome to the show. And if anybody has not heard about Garden Chat, that is hashtag Garden Chat on Twitter. But Brenda, first let's start by explaining to us about your blog, BG Garden.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I started blogging, maybe 3 years ago now. And I started because a group of friends who like sharing health, you know, healthy living topics, they had suggested, hey, why don't we, you know, you should do this. You know, it helps you keep on track with healthy eating and whatnot. And, you know, my entries kept ending up in the garden. And it dawned on me, you know, I think I'm writing about the wrong thing. I need to focus more on what I'm growing, which ended up to be healthy anyways, right?
Sure.
So I've kind of, it's just, it's kind of like you, Arlena. It's just, like as we grow, everything just changes, right? And so now I've added bits and pieces of, you know, not only what I grow, but the greenhouse shares and, you know, recipes you can use with that. And of course, photography, right?
Yes. Your photography is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And if you garden for all seasons. So your greenhouse shares are wonderful because it brings to us the idea is that, you know, even though it's 60 degrees, actually it's 35 here in Wisconsin. So even though that, we still can garden for all season. And I love your greenhouse shares.
Thank you. And anybody can grow year-round. You really can. You know, believe it or not, that little greenhouse I have on my website, we found it on eBay. If you look around, you can really grow for cheap. And you know, you don't even need a big greenhouse structure like that. You can do simple things using, you know, just basic PVC hoops or you know what? You can even grow year-round on your kitchen counter. It's that simple.
Wonderful. Well, that's what's great about following blogs like yours, like BG Garden is okay. We may not have the direction. We know we want to do something, but how do we get to that point? So by following your blog, it's wonderful because you point it straight out to us. You're down to earth. You're a great gardener, like, you know, just wanting to share what you know. You know, you're not all about anything else other than inspiration and education, and I think that's wonderful.
Great. Yeah, blogging's a great way to connect with other people who enjoy the same, you know, interest. And actually, not even blogging, but the whole micro-blogging scene that we experience on Twitter, I mean, I have learned so much just from using Twitter and tweeting out a couple of photos. You know, I mean, where else can you be out in your garden working and come across this strange-looking plant or weed or something green, you're not sure what it is, and you know, just quickly snap a picture of it and tweet it out, and I tell you, I get the answer, and within 20 minutes, I have the answer, and it's either a weed, you know, and everybody's got great, you know, ideas on what this might be, but usually they're correct, right?
Yes. I agree with you. It's a wonderful source of information at your fingertips, literally at your fingertips.
Yeah.
And like last night, you had a cookie party on Twitter.
Yes.
Garden Chat had a cookie party, and you're the admin of that. So that's how wonderful is that?
It's a little different, right? To have a cookie party in a garden. But you know what? I mean, that's real. I think the majority, I mean, who doesn't like to eat cookies, right?
Right.
And, you know, it was a good time just to sit back and, you know, just enjoy a great conversation with all the wonderful people who gather on that hashtag garden chat. It's just crazy. I mean, we've got, you know, like people like yourself on there, radio celebrities and TV celebrities, and then we've got the everyday gardener, you know, like myself, and there's, you know, IGC owners and new people to gardening. Mommy bloggers are on there. It's just so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. And explain a little bit. So if I've never ever, for instance, done a hashtag garden chat Monday evenings, correct?
That's correct. Depends on what part of the country you're from, because, you know, we've got a lot of West Coast peeps who come on, and, you know, they're in the middle of their dinner, so I'm sure they're hiding their cell phones underneath their table like I do, so my kids don't catch me and yell at me.
Right?
But we're at 9 to 10, you know, that's Ohio time. And sure. You know, I know on the West Coast it's 6 o'clock. So, but are we like an hour different, I think?
I'm 11:41 right here, so I think you and I are an hour different.
Yep, we're an hour different.
And so when I got home the other night, I was like running through the house, and my husband's like, "Where are you going? I gotta get on this. I'm late," and I was so late. But it was still great. It's great because you still have all the transcripts, you know,
yes.
available on Facebook at Garden Chat, or you can go to Twitter and hashtag Garden Chat. And for those who don't know, a hashtag is that pound sign with Garden Chat right behind it.
Right.
And then, right.
So first of all, I mean, before you can jump on here, you have to have a Twitter account, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, you have to sign up for Twitter. Or, I mean, if you just want to check it out, you're not on Twitter and it kind of intimidates you, you know, just if you go on our website and you can link to that from my website, bggarden.com, there's a button right there with a cute little blue birdie, and you could click on our page and follow. In fact, it's streaming right now. People are constantly sharing on there different garden tips, garden products from garden centers, recipes. I mean, we get the foodies, everybody. It's just so much fun. But once you have a Twitter account, if you're following on the actual URL on the Twitter, you know, twitter.com, in that search box, you're going to put the pound sign, Garden Chat. And when you hit that, boy, your screen is just going to go crazy because everybody's just tweeting away, having a good time.
Yes. It is a great time. And I have learned, I, like yourself, have learned so much. But you've taken it to a whole new level with Garden Chat. And then you appear alive. I actually was honored in Chicago to actually see you in person doing Garden Chat at a wonderful backyard event when we all went to Independent Garden Center Trade Show in Chicago that's held every year. So it was wonderful. P. Allen Smith was there. There was Corona Schools. Chris was there. Oh, goodness. I hate to leave anybody else. Moss Rocks was there.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You know, Kylie was there from Little Acre.
Our Little Acre. Yeah, my neighbor.
Yes, everybody was. It was just wonderful. Goodness, I hate to leave anybody out, but I apologize if I did.
It was a great party, wasn't it?
It was a great party, and you were there tweeting away, bringing all the wonderful garden information, new items that were going to be seen at IGC. Then it's just amazing what.
And
how about
that garden? Wasn't that beautiful at Lamanda Joy's place?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can
gorgeous.
Follow her on. She's The Yarden, right?
Yep.
Her garden is just beautiful.
Yep. Subaru was there. She was there. Proven winners. Oh, my goodness. There was just tons of people.
just a little taste of all the people that gather every Monday on that hashtag,
every
right? It's crazy.
That's right. Absolutely crazy. I know. And I ran across you at the IGC. You were snapping pictures for IGC and making sure everything was running smooth. Because I did the chicken show there, and I did my show there, and I was wandering around looking at different items, and I saw you standing there waving, snapping pictures. So that was fun.
Right.
Tell me what do you have going on for your traditions this year?
Oh, my goodness, boy. Well, You know, every year, and we've done this, boy, since I was a little girl, my father always had, our big celebration was actually on Christmas Eve. And, you know, so my brothers and, you know, a few neighbors, we'd always gather, and, you know, we had the tree all decorated, and, of course, we'd gather around the table. Like, food is just a big part of our traditions during the holidays and Christmas time. And, you know, so my father passed away about 10 years ago, and I've continued that tradition of his with my family. So my brothers and now their little ones, you know, and big ones, everybody's grown so quick. They all gather at my house, and we have a wonderful celebration of food, and the kids get to open one gift. And it's just a great time to stop from the busy schedules that we all have and reflect on what the season's about, right?
Yes, wonderful. That's a great question. I love it. And the winter solstice, do you do anything special for winter solstice?
No, but I sure am tweeting about it because I'm excited about more sun.
That's right.
My greenhouse flowers could use it.
It's the longest day, so now we look forward to the sunshine now. It'll turn back the other day now. The other way. Okay, the longest day of the year. Happy winter, everybody.
I know. That is.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you. Did you have the holiday recipe? Did you have a special recipe?
Did I have a special recipe?
Yeah, I thought I heard in the first part. Were you talking about different? Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, we did croissants. I've done my special croissants. But I don't think we did a special recipe today. Do you have a special recipe for us?
No. Oh, I was just going to suggest with, you know, with your holiday plans or cookie parties or whatever you're throwing, to try mimosa, because it's kind of a neat drink that you can incorporate, you know, fresh fruit, and it doesn't have to have liquor in it. We have little drinkers at our house, so no, you know, we keep the champagne on the side. But just a simple, you know, like 4 cups of orange juice and 4 cups of cranberry. And, you know, you can just use a two-liter Sprite in that drink and slice up your fresh oranges on top. Oh, man, everybody loves it. I have to refill it 3 or 4 times throughout the night.
Oh, yum. Yum. Well, I would definitely have to have the champagne in it. Cause, you know,
I know.
I'm having my glass of wine right now. I'll take another sip of you, Brent.
Yes, definitely. I would not mix well with my cold meds.
Oh, goodness. So, anyway, just really, really exciting to talk to you. Tell us what's going on with BG Garden. What are you going to talk about next?
Oh, wow. You know, we've got a great year coming up. I'm really looking forward to 2012. Not so much just myself, but with the Garden Chat, you know, administrating that. You know, a lot of people are not as fortunate as we are to be able to travel around to different garden centers and garden events. So, you know, my big goal in 2012 is to do my best at networking different shows and events. Like in January, I will be taking the Garden Chat down to TPIC. I hope I said that right. It's a tropical show, the big tropical show in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, in January. Who wouldn't love that? It's Fort Lauderdale in January. So I'm looking excited to seeing Costa Farms will be down there, and our friends over at Garden Media Group, Susie McCoy and them, they'll all be down there. And it's going to be neat. I've never been to a tropical garden show before. Have you?
Ooh, no, I have not been to a tropical.
Well, girl, get a ticket. Well, you need to come with me.
Get a ticket. I need to come. Absolutely. Well, I'll get in the van.
And then,
well, that's exciting.
Yeah, and then,
we can live vicariously through you at the tropical one.
You know, I'll do my best.
What else do you have planned?
I'll do my best to share as many photos as I can from the event. And then if people have questions, you know, you're welcome to tweet it out under the Garden Chat link or directly to me, and I'll try to answer it for you. And I know it's not as good as being there yourself, but, you know, I hope to inspire and give people other, you know, ideas that they can use in their garden as far as tropicals. Not only that, we've got some amazing garden shows coming up in early spring and late spring. Now, I'm not sure – I I like your recipes and your, you know, your chicken information and all that you share on your show, Arlena. But do, I mean, like, what is your favorite? Have you gone to some of these garden shows?
I really like the Milwaukee Home and Garden Show.
Oh.
Not because I speak at it, but because it's just amazing how they set it up and they make it so friendly as far as to, you know, the huge displays. And I think that's probably what you're talking about as well.
Yes, yes.
Well, the ideas, mm-hmm. you know, there.
Definitely. Did you share any photos from yours last year or anything?
I
haven't looked this up.
No, I didn't.
Ah, okay.
I didn't.
I'm sure if we Google it, we'll be able to look up, you know, who. About,
you'll be able to look up Milwaukee Home and Garden Show.
Sure,
absolutely.
I'm sure they have a beautiful page. But there's just, I mean, and, you know, they're all, every show is so different. You know, of course, I like to, you know, be a part of my local, you know, the Ohio shows that go on. There's one in Columbus, the big Ohio garden show. I've never been to the one in Michigan, but I tell you what, it is worth the flight out to Seattle, that big Northwest Flower Garden Show. It's amazing, and that takes place
That's
in February. Yes.
A bunch of you tweeted up without
mm-hmm.
me.
Oh.
All right. That's okay. I understand.
Well, you know, we need to incorporate your the Google Plus Hangout with these tweet ups. So we can have visuals of people. Although, keep
that
in mind, we're
it.
All on different time zones, so you could be wearing sure. your fuzzy slippers, you know.
And still be there. That would be wonderful. I appreciate that.
But the Northwest show is, oh, it's just, it's beautiful. They, just amazing. The lighting, I mean, it was like the one show I've gone to that I could take a photo in just about any angle, and I didn't have a problem with the lights shining on me. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes
yes.
that's an issue. But there's also the big Philadelphia show.
Mm-hmm.
That takes place in March. I have never been to that one, but I knock on wood, I believe I'm going to be there this year. And they are doing a Hawaiian theme. So if you go to their website, they're on Twitter, the Philly Flower Show. They've got a beautiful orchid on the front of their website, and that just sounds
fun.
You know, because Philadelphia can be kind of gross in March, you know, like any the yes. cities in the north. I mean, really, it's, and like here, I mean, it's all slushy and yuck. And then just to, yes. just to walk into one of these garden shows and smell the soil and, you know, just, you just want to go home and grow something, right?
Right. So. Like you said, it's usually the innovative ideas are there because, you know, the head of the innovations are
Definitely.
Involved. They ask them to speak. They ask them to display. So it's really great that you get to go in and have all this knowledge packed into one building.
Right.
So you can take all that inspiration and go home and create like
right.
the dickens. Yeah.
Arlena, mm-hmm. did you get my instant message?
Uh-oh.
I did not. I'm looking at, you're still loading on my front page here. So I cannot see anything.
No, you mean for the chat room?
Yes, I cannot see the chat. I apologize. Today is
the wrong day for me
not to be able to see it, but it's still loading.
That I understand.
Oh, wait a minute. It just came up. But
okay.
I don't see any instant message. Okay, you can go ahead and instant message me now.
Oh, okay. I will send that again. And then we're going to go to a commercial break here and for just a moment. And then when we come back during the commercial break, I'll try to send you over a message. So, folks, it is another great episode of Garden Wise Living with Arlena. And we will continue right after this short break. Looks like we may have a caller wanting to share a Christmas tradition as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this short break.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. they stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com. Call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's StrombergsChickens.com.
Today's secret password is garden. Today's secret password is garden.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HoppyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HoppyHillFarm.com. That's HoppyHillFarm.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and I am going to have to step away, as many of you know, and I've already sent over a little message to Arlena that if she can behave, we'll let her continue broadcasting for the rest of the show. The show, I've got it programmed, it will automatically end at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, which gives us 30 more minutes. I just, they're having such a great time and learning so much, and I just hate to end it now. So the show will go on. I've got to skedaddle up to Atlanta for Jen's grandmother's visitation and her funeral tomorrow. But we will be broadcasting live tomorrow. Don't forget, we have now issued all the secret passwords. All of the secret passwords have been given. And so tomorrow, when we welcome Santa Claus, he will be giving away this awesome chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. And so we'll be having the big contest tomorrow on the radio show. And tell your kids, your grandkids, the adult kids in the house, your neighbor's kids, to come on over and listen to the show tomorrow. It'll be very exciting. And we'll have, if everything's working on technology side, we'll have live video with, of course, Santa Claus. And he'll be taking phone calls from little boys and girls all over the world. So that'll be for tomorrow's show. Very, very quickly before I leave, I'm going to bring Arlena back on. I'm going to bring Brenda back on. And then I'm going to also, we have an area code calling in from 270, area code 270. You're live. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Distracted. I was answering a private message.
Oh, no problem.
Calling in from Paducah. This is Critter Lover.
Hey, did you want to share a holiday tradition?
Actually, I was calling in more, well, we did have a holiday tradition when we were young, but I was calling with a plant identification question.
Okay, let's see if the experts can help you out. They're both live on the air, so go ahead with your question.
Okay. I've asked several different people, including Master Gardeners Clubs, about this plant. Nobody can tell me what it is. There's a perennial vine that has come up in my front flower bed. The stem at the widest point is no larger than my little finger, or maybe, you know, pencil-sized. excuse me. It has, what do you call the leaves that are not opposite each other? I can't remember which call it, but anyway, they alternate along the stem. It grows, the leaves at the largest point are about palm size, you know, at the widest point. They're kind of heart-shaped, and it has about quarter-size flowers with 7 to 9 small green petals, and the center of it is maroon, and the when you rub the leaves, it smells distinctly like popcorn.
Wow. Wow. We both said wow.
I might like that one. Popcorn sounds yummy.
It does sound yummy, but I'm stumped here. Wow.
I wonder.
Can you tell me what zone are you in?
Zone 6. I'm in Western Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay. So it comes back year after year, or is this something you just saw this year?
It's come up, this is about the 4th year.
Okay.
We've lived here over 20 years. But it just happened to come up. It might be something that a bird voluntarily left for me or something like that. It came up about 4 years ago, and it's gotten a little bit bigger, a little bit longer each year, and it's pretty, you know, and it stays hardy up until a hard frost or a freeze.
Can you tell me what color the flowers are?
They're sort of a not a dark green. They're sort of a light green, well, the green that's popular in all the Christmas decorations this year, just not real bright.
Okay.
It's not as dark as grass. It's a lighter green, and the center's toward the center of the blossoms. The coloring follows the shape of the petals, but it's a maroon color.
Maroon.
Yeah,
I'm tweeting it right now.
Does it form a berry after it goes, or does it go to seed?
Not really. I've never seen any seed pods or anything like that on it. If it does, it's very, very small and they fall off.
Okay. So it's a heart-shaped leaf.
Yes. Heart-shaped leaves, similar to philodendron, but they're not that dark green, and they're not furred or haired, but they're not super glossy either.
Well, I'm going to be honest and say I'm stumped on that myself.
I was going to say, I've got to go ahead and put a Career Lover on hold. I will leave because I'm heading out and shutting down, but you'll still be able, I believe, to continue broadcasting. And so up until 1:30 when the show will automatically end. So I've got Brenda and Arlena, you're both on, and just kind of watch the clock. And if you just want to kind of wrap it up at about 1:25, 1:27 to kind of do a formal end of the show, that would be fabulous. But I've got to head out the door and shut down, so I couldn't leave a caller on air though, so y'all can continue talking with that, and but we've got both of y'all on. Brenda and Brenda, you're there, right?
Yes, thank
you. Okay, just want to make sure both of you. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, Brenda. I'm sure we can have you back beginning of the year as well.
Wonderful.
And one last thing. Again, tomorrow, folks, tune in. Thursday, Santa will be here taking calls from kids everywhere, and we'll be giving away that awesome chicken coop tomorrow. So have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, and carry on. Ladies, thank you very much for joining us.
Blessings to you, Andy, and your family. Safe travels.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Arlena, we need a picture. We need a picture of this vine to tweet out.
Yes, we do. So if you're still listening to us, it would be wonderful if you could get a photograph to Brenda or I at some point so that we could tweet it out. And believe me, there's such an amazing amount of information out there. There's very smart people, much smarter than I out there, that could help you with this. And I'm not beyond saying, if I don't know something, I'm saying we will find somebody who does, okay?
Right.
So
that's
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that was me. That's the awesome thing about social networking. You can become a master gardener almost, right? Because you've got all that help right at your fingertips.
Good, wonderful. Well, why don't, Brenda, if you could type in maybe your email, I don't know if you wanted to give that out, or if they could find it through your webpage or through your blog or through Twitter, Garden Chat.
Sure.
She could possibly get something to you, or I can stick something out there and she can send it to me. Either way, we're going to help this gal. This is, like, very important. And how weird is that? We're running the show. That's pretty scary. Oh, that's pretty funny right there. But anyway, Brenda, we're going to go back to some shows. Let's talk about the garden shows that you have listed for coming up for the year. Maybe it's in some of these people's backyards that they can come and see you. I know you were at a chicken show not too long ago.
Yes. Oh, my word. I had so much fun. The chicken people are amazing. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't say that incorrectly.
No, you didn't.
You know, we have the garden.
We are the chicken people.
Okay. Oh, wow. These people were amazing down. It was in Columbus, Ohio. And I think a Chicken Whisper was down there the year before because people had talked about them. Your guest host. It's Andy, right?
Andy.
Okay.
Yes.
They all remember the Chicken Whisper.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, now I'm used to going to shows like rabbit shows, which a chicken show is very similar to the rabbit show. But this show was huge. There were, I think they had over 6,000 entries of different roosters and geese and all kinds. I mean, it was just the neatest show. And then the backyard hatchery was there, or Meyer Hatchery.
Ooh.
Excuse me.
Sure.
And, boy, it's been
Meyer
a few
hatchery.
Months.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. A couple of different vendors, organic. Boy, you know, I'll have to look at my list. I know the shows start running together.
I understand. You're just
a
busy gal. I know you are.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm heading to Minneapolis in January. I'm going to be doing some miniature gardening work there at the Home and Garden Show, or it's the gift show. So
awesome.
You know, that's wrong. You don't send me to a gift show. I mean, it's an outdoor gift show. Let's put it that way. You know how
right.
we like to take our inside and go out in the summertime?
Definitely.
So they're going to send me to a gift show? Oh, goodness. I'm leaving my checkbook home. There's going to be some great ideas. But anyway, how fun is that?
Yeah.
But you have an amazing stack up. I know. You're going to be busy, busy, busy. You'll be at IGC again this year.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. So awesome show for the Independent Garden Center owners. And just, I think it's a great show for gardeners to attend just because you get the inside scoop on what's going to be new in the garden centers the next year. And, boy... There's a habitat, bird habitat being put in down in New Orleans area that I'm going to be attending, and I'll share more about that on the Twitter feed and just on the Garden Chat Network. So that'd be neat to get photos of, a place for the birds to go after Katrina had hit down south there. I've never been down to New Orleans area. Have you?
No, I haven't,
yeah.
But I should go. I should just meet you there.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, it would.
We're both always so busy. Like, I know I saw you 2 years in a row at IGC, but, you know, between me taking photographs and you're doing your networking and your radio show, it's kind of hard to sit down and just talk about us, right?
Exactly. You know, I think we had 2 minutes together at the garden, at the tweet up.
Yeah.
Then we had been passing about three different times at the IGC on the floor there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy, right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
but we're going to talk about this chicken show because I tell you that, you know, the chickens, it's a huge movement. And it's been going on for a few years now, right? Everybody wants to have their chickens in their backyard, in their garden, right? I mean, you can... I met this couple in Philadelphia when I went to Greensgrow. You can follow them on Twitter. It's Greensgrow. It's a huge organic farm right downtown Philadelphia. Or not right downtown. It's kind of, I don't know exactly where I was. I was driven there, but it was in Philadelphia. And definitely city, okay? Not like where
yeah.
I'm from. I'm from, like, probably where you live, the one-lane road with combine in front of you. That's where I live.
Yes,
so. But there was this couple in Philadelphia. They have chickens on their balcony in the city.
Fun.
So, I mean, chickens are a big deal, right? And
it is.
Guess I didn't really realize that. And so I think if you're thinking about getting into chickens, you should go to one of these chicken shows. I think every state has a chicken show. Am I correct?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so. Either a chicken show or a swap. Those
there,
are probably,
oh, okay, okay.
My funnest things to do in the spring or in the fall is to go to poultry swaps or chicken swaps, small animal swaps.
Oh.
My husband always says, you're going to a small animal swap? And I'm like, yes. He says, you're not taking the truck and the trailer. come on, honey, because that's probably where I usually tend to pick up my mightiest friends from.
Oh.
But anyway, that's kind of a fun thing that we do as my daughter and I. We're going to animal swap, Mom? Yeah.
Sure.
We'll swap. Mm-hmm.
But you can learn so much fun, you know, so many interesting things just from being around these people showing their chickens. And and you really should think about it, I think, before you dive into, you know, starting your own little coop and whatnot. You know, because, I mean, it is a chore. And they can live for a while, you know, like a rabbit. Some rabbits can live like 20 years, you know.
Sure.
Especially the show ones, you know, of course not the meat ones, but you know,
right.
But
right,
you know, but I learned
that's a lot. Everybody listening to the chat, listening to the Chicken Whisperer. Most of us, or most of them, have flocks, you know, small flocks or large flocks. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
And I know you're getting into chickens, correct?
Yeah, we're hoping to. We, you know, because I've been traveling a lot, and my daughter raises. We raise Netherland dwarf rabbits. So we got our hands full with that. However, I would like to do it this spring, late spring. I think we'll be ready. The big thing where I live here in Ohio is, you know, I'm along a river and wooded area. I'm out in the country, so I have to build some type of coop. I want to let them be able to roam a bit, but I think I have to have some type of netting above them because, you know, we have the eagle. There's an eagle nest back in the woods here, and you know the falcon, and you know I don't want my chickens being somebody's dinner, right?
Absolutely. I understand. Yep. Well, another thing I wanted to talk about, if I'm a homeowner out there and I decide that I want to do some greens, how do I just want to start some simple greens. Would you suggest that I have to, again, I have to go buy a hoop house, or can I just buy a simple little a little greenhouse, like you talked about earlier. There are small ones and then there are large ones. And then what time of year do you start yours?
Okay. What do you mean as far as greens? Like, you know, just salads,
like,
simple things you can make a winter harvest?
Yes, like Swiss chard or lettuces or anything like that.
Well.
Start, but Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
When do you start?
I grow all different. I experiment a lot with different seeds and whatnot, so it's kind of trial and error because I am not a master gardener. I just grow because it's fun, and of course I'm a photographer, so I love taking photos of the different colors and whatnot. But boy, you can grow pretty much anything in Ohio. I could be wrong. Master gardeners out there, but you can grow just about anything year round. Seriously, I really believe that because I mean, even right now in my greenhouse, I have some tomatoes going that have, you know, they've got the fruit on them. They that's why I'm loving the sun this morning because we definitely need that sun for those chicken gear. But I mean, anybody, I would say if you're new to growing and you just you're really interested and you just want to give it a try. Even, you know, if you've never grown before, I would suggest trying, you know, do a Google search and find some information on sprouts. Just kind of play around like a science project, you know. Start some sprouts on your kitchen counter. There's cute little kits where you can build, you know, you can make them in a kit, or you can even do, you know, grow sprouts in a canning jar. And you can start this harvest. And you'll be able to harvest these sprouts in like 3 days, 3 to 5 days. You can have a healthy, you know, you add it to your, I love it on sandwiches and, you know, even some in your salads that you're making. And, you know, just do a Google search for sprouts and try it on your countertop first because you don't need soil for that. You just need to kind of babysit it a little bit, make sure it doesn't go dry. And then, you know, if you really think, okay, now I want to take the, you know, I want to go to the next level, you could do even just simple container gardening, right? your containers are awesome to grow in because you can move them. So like if like me up here in Ohio, if you're going to get a frost in spring, you know, early spring, late spring, you can actually transport that container into your patio or into your kitchen or, you know, somewhere to protect it. And, you know, a great thing to grow in a container up north would be, you know, all the different varieties of, you know, lettuce. You can do different lettuces. I have mini carrots going right now.
Oh.
The bunnies like that. I have to sneak into
the bunnies.
The bunnies
like that, sure. How fun is that?
And yeah. The kids, of course. But it's something you can grow in a container. And, you know, I don't know about you, but there's just nothing more rewarding than, you know, starting this little tiny seed. And, you know, within a few weeks you have, like, something you can eat, you know, so that you could almost survive if you really get organized about it, you know. And
sure.
It's
absolutely.
Just so rewarding, a wonderful
it's
thing.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And so, you know, not only just like greenhouses, I'm seeing greenhouses everywhere. It just seems to be a trend. A lot of the big box stores have the kits you can buy that seem fairly reasonable.
Sure.
You know, and like I said, you know, do searches on eBay and Craigslist and things like that because, you know, there's a lot of people who get into home growing and greenhouses and decide, this really isn't what I'm wanting to do because, you know, I won't lie to you. It's a lot of work. I mean, you really have to pay attention and you really have to be on location. You know, can't be traveling a lot or, you know, have somebody who you could trust to check your watering and, you know, make sure the vents are opening to cool things down, you know, so it's a lot of work. You know, but
rewarding.
Yeah, and another thing you could do that this is real simple too. You could just take wood and make, you know, just basic 2x4s and make a raised bed. And then, you know, if you live up in the north, I haven't been able to do this yet because I've been so busy with my, you know, getting things in the greenhouse. And this fall it was so mild, I didn't need to really cover too much before harvesting. But, you know, if you have a simple raised bed, you could take PVC pipes and just wrap plastic over the top of it and make your own little greenhouse. And you can grow in that, gosh, here in Ohio till, you know, December. The way we're going now, you could go to January. You know,
sure,
so mild.
Absolutely.
But,
well,
yeah, yep, definitely.
Well, it's fun to hear from gardeners like yourself and bloggers and leaders because anybody listening here on this show has heard me say it before that I'm like a rebel gardener and I hate those words master gardening because nothing away from anybody who is a master gardener, but myself personally, I am a master of none. I send her and she's going to do what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I do fully understand when you say, that it's just a fun way to get involved, you know, growing small things. Start from scratch and go forward with it because you get excited, you get innovated, and then you'll grow bigger and bigger and bigger. So, yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Brenda.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
So I'm not sure how much time we have because it's 12:17 my time here. So he said we had to wrap up at what time?
You got about, I think, 10 more minutes or so. He said about 25 till, right?
Yes.
But don't forget to tell everybody that you're going to be on Garden Chat in January, right?
Absolutely. I wasn't wrapping up. I was just making sure we didn't get in trouble because I'm sure he's listening and we're going to get an F on our little assignment here, and I didn't want to. So in that case, Andy, if you're listening, I'm going to have another drink of wine just for you.
Well, you know, you're asking for trouble when you get two girls who love to garden and love to chit-chat, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Right?
You
when
went
you
there.
When you gave me that little load, I thought, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? What, did you think I was going to say no?
That's right.
Would you be willing to, or would you, we've got it now. Andy's away, the mice will play. Okay, guys in the chat, what are we talking about now? What kind of wine are we drinking? I know. So what are you cooking? We better talk about Garden Chat as far as me coming on there. We'll promote me a little bit.
Yes. No, I think it's awesome that you just mentioned that you were going to be at a shopping show, right? So
it's
hopefully you can get some cool photos of, mini garden. I mean, you know, more mini garden things. I know. I'm excited to hear what you have to share. I learned so much. We had, you know, a Seattle-based miniature gardener on Garden Chat last month, and you know, there's so many different ways of doing these mini gardens. I can't wait to hear what you have to share.
Absolutely. I just absolutely love miniature and fairy gardening. And I've been on the NBC show here, my local show, a couple times with a miniature garden. And it's so funny, the host, Judy, and I, she squeals every time she sees one of the little miniature gardens that I bring in, you know, because my husband is such a wonderful guy. He built me a miniature chicken coop. I didn't know if you got to see it.
Cute.
But cutest, most wonderfulest little thing in the entire universe. It's on the bottom page of my website on the miniature fairy garden page on my website. Way at the bottom, I put a picture. It's just so cute.
Awesome.
When he presented it, it just squealed for about an hour. So it's been fun. I really enjoy miniature gardening. I've miniature gardened since I probably was 19 years old and brought it up with my kids. My kids all enjoy it. So to be able to come on Garden Chat and talk about miniature gardening is going to be fun.
How fun.
In January.
Yes.
Let's see. What day? January 18th.
Yes, I don't have my calendar up. I'm sorry.
In January, we'll talk about it. Anyway.
I know. Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up here.
Yeah. And
isn't that horrible?
One at the same time.
We've got so many different guest hosts who come on at different times. Like, well, you know, like you said, we had the cookie party this last week, and then now this Monday we're talking about black gold. You know, so this.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's sustainable.
The oil,
and
black,
it's the richest.
Oil?
Yes, so you're not going to want to miss that.
I'm not going to want to miss that. I think everybody here should tune in to Garden Chat just so that
definitely.
We can.
Definitely.
So
you are on the 23rd of January. We have Arlena.
I got it right here.
So that's going to be
chat,
fun.
January 23rd. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and so when I garden, I like to incorporate food, you know, have food in there too, you know, along with pretty blooms. Is there any mini gardens that actually grow like little food, you know, like real food?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
A lot of like the miniature little pepper plants, you know, that grow the little tiny miniature hot peppers. I've seen those incorporated in. Or
oh,
I've actually seen little rows of lettuce incorporated in.
Oh. Wow.
And even better yet, if you grow like a wheatgrass for the lawn, it's the cutest thing. You've got to mow it. And I've had the hardest time starting that miniature mower. I just can't get it going. What I do is I put in my little miniature sheep so that they can keep it mowed down. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. You got to see it going on. And, you know, what I did share this last time on NBC, my miniature garden that Steve made me, my little chicken miniature garden, I had a wheelbarrow by Jeremy. This cutest little wheelbarrow with a pail in there with the corn for the chickens.
Cute.
In there. But I had made, out of Sculpey clay, I made a miniature bag of manure tea, Annie Haven manure tea.
Cute.
I mean, every miniature garden has to have its own manure tea, right?
Definitely, especially if you're growing food in it, too. Keep it natural.
That's right. So Annie Haven came in the wheelbarrow. It was awesome.
How cute. Now, I hope you show photos of all those so we can tweet it out.
I will tweet it out for you.
I know. It's a lot of work keeping up.
It is a lot of work. That's why I don't know how you handle that at all. Yeah.
Wow.
What are you cooking for Christmas?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we do our traditional ham. I enjoy doing a prime rib from a local grower, but lately, you know, the corn prices have been so high, it's hard to get a good, good steer. we do up, you know, I like to do a big sit-down dinner on Christmas Day. So that's kind of nice when, you know, to get the kids calmed down from playing with all their toys and whatnot, right? We all sit down and reflect on what the season is truly about. So, yeah, how fun.
Wonderful. We do a ham.
Do you? Oh, see, that's
ham
yummy.
And just, the you know, a really good sit-down dinner as well as far as the traditional ham dinner. That's what we do for Christmas.
Right. Well, you have a lot of people over.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You do?
Well, you do. It sounds like you have a lot of people.
We have a lot of people. And then my son is coming from Nevada this year. He'll be here, so that's really awesome.
Oh, wow.
His fiance, yeah.
Right. I always like doing a Betty salad. Have you ever heard of the Betty salad?
Betty?
Yeah, it's called the Betty salad. Maybe it's an Ohio thing. It's basically your spinach, and it's got bean sprouts in it, and bacon and eggs, and it's like a sweet dressing on top of this. I'll have to share the recipe on my blog or something.
Oh, would you please?
Yeah, it's yummy. The bacon really just hits it. You know, the bacon and some, you know, deviled egg or the eggs, you know, egg sliced hard boiled eggs on top, and oh, it's yummy.
Betty,
it's
spelling B-E-T-T-Y.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure you can Google it.
I
think it's a local person, you know, like a local restaurant made it up years ago, but it's always fun. I appreciate you having me on here.
Well, I am so glad that you could join us, and I'm so very proud that I got to have Brenda Haas from BG Garden. Make sure everybody checks out her blog. And if you have time on Monday evenings, please stop into Twitter. We'd love to see you typing away there, and Brenda always has some wonderful guests on, and it's great to have such knowledge at just a stroke away, finger stroke away, that is.
That's great.
It's really great. Thank you for joining us today. I hope I can meet up with you again. I'm sure I will, and I'll
Definitely.
See you in January for sure.
Definitely.
I guess we're trying to sign off now. I guess that's what you're trying to tell us two gals that love to chat.
I don't want you to get in trouble with Andy.
No,
I'd like to come back on and talk with
you. Okay, everybody, thank you very much for coming and stopping into the Chicken Whisperer today and visiting with Garden Wise Living and Brenda Haas from BG Garden and Garden Chat. We wish you all the very, very, very best, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Arlena.
Ching, ching. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye now.